According to the Vedic scriptures, each of God's names has a meaning and different potencies are there in the name of God. Of course, I am a salesman. I have spoken in hundreds and hundreds of temples, homes around the world, different audiences. And I speak to Hindu people, American people, South American people. So I explain like this, that if you're going to buy a car, if you go to the Honda dealer, he says, this is the best car. You go to Toyota, he's going to tell you, this is the best car. Similarly, every religion is going to tell you, we're the only way. And if you don't accept our way, you're going to hell. Every religion teaches that. Understandable. They have to do that. Otherwise, why should you join? So, therefore, we have an expression in America, buyer beware. In other words, you have to do your homework. You have to investigate which religious process, which yoga, which philosophy has the most scientific and complete presentation of God. Now, as I said, I'm a salesman. I am 65. I was raised Catholic. But at the age of 23, I came in contact with the Vedic scriptures of India. On the altar is my guru. I met him, heard him, served him. And at the age of 23, I decided that I wanted to dedicate my life to spreading the message of Bhagavad Gita and Krishna. So, naturally, I am going to emphasize that. So we were chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, composed of three names. The first word is Hare. Everybody say
Hare.
Signifying the feminine aspect of the Absolute Truth. When I speak in high schools and colleges, they love that. Oh, feminine aspect of God? Yeah. Very popular now, Women's Lib, America. And then I explained that Krishna and Rama signify the masculine aspect. And it just so happens that this coming Monday is the anniversary of the appearance of the feminine aspect, Hare. Everybody say? And in her original name, she is known as Radha. Can you say that?
Radha.
All right, I'm going to talk a little bit about Radha, but not right now. Right now, we're going to sing another song. And some of you may know this song. It was sung by George Harrison of the Beatles. And it was the number one song in every country of the world. I remember. It was number one in every country of the world. Very famous song called My Sweet Lord. And by the way, no, but they've heard that. How many people have heard My Sweet Lord? See? They're hip. So, but what makes tonight special There's two reasons that make, besides the fact that it's birthday, but it's also special for two other reasons. My close associates, Minnie, Nitin, and Anika are here. Let's give them a big hand. But even more special, very rare, does I get the opportunity of my wife accompanying me with her presence. Because she works so that I can gallivant all over the world. So, this is a special night. Right now, I must drink some water. Yes, that's another one. Very good. See, you complete me. Okay. Are we ready, oh beloved wife? Okay, let's keep it going. Don't drag it down. Let me start. Let me start and then come in. Wait till I'll tell you when to come in. Because I want to get the right rhythm going. All right, come in. My sweet Lord, oh my Lord, clap your hands, my sweet Lord, oh my Lord, sing with me, really want to see you, really want to be with you. You really want to see you, Lord, but it takes so long, my Lord, my sweet Lord, oh my Lord, my sweet Lord, really want to know you, really want to go with you. Really want to show you, Lord, but I hope it won't take long. My sweet Lord, oh my Lord, my sweet Lord, oh my Lord, I really want to serve you, though I don't deserve you. Good. Really wanna serve you, Lord, but it takes so long, my Lord. You can call him Allah, you can call him Buddha, you can call him Jehovah, call him Adonai. Why you can't even say Jesus, sweet Lord Jesus. Say the name of the Lord, the God. It's all the same to me. My sweet Lord. Hare Krishna, everyone. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. Hare Rama. Hare. Rama, Rama, Hare, my sweet Lord, oh my Lord, my sweet Lord, oh my Lord, my Lord, oh my Lord. My Lord, I see Lord, talking about my Lord. Very good, Nitin. Very good. So I added two verses of my own. But what's weird is that I just spent 2 weeks in Santiago, and there I have a Spanish translator. So I speak two words and then somebody translates. So I'm out of rhythm. It's like I'm still expecting somebody to go. I'm like, wait a second. There's no Spanish here. Everybody speaks English. I'm in a weird country. So I added two verses to Mr. Harrison's song because I felt it needed to be expressed. The first one is that some people ask the philosophical question, why do we exist? What's the purpose of our existence? And the answer is there are two options. Today at Palos Verdes High School, we spoke, and I was explaining to the students that we have two options. We have free will. God does not interfere with our free will. So you get two choices. One choice is you can try to enjoy this world. In the high school, I used the word the matrix. The matrix of the material world. So you can go and try to be Donald Trump or the president. You can go and try to dominate and exploit the world if you like. But the other option is to return to your true nature. And that true nature is to be the eternal loving servant of God. And God doesn't interfere with that choice. He lets that up to you. And that is the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says to Arjuna, Yate chasi tata kuru. I've told you everything, Arjuna. Now you decide what you want to do. But the two options, go ahead, try to enjoy. When you're tired, come to me, return to me, and love me. And at the age of 23, I made that decision that I was going to dedicate the rest of my life trying to love and serve God, Krishna. And I even asked my guru once, Guru Dev, what pleases you the most? And he said, if you can love Krishna, that will please me. I would like now to ask my wife to sing. You did this in Santiago, Jai Radha Madhav. Okay, let me change the key. Are we having a good time?
Yes.
You like it? She sings better than me. Hold on. That's what they say. I'm only telling what the people say. You're playing very good cartels, by the way. Very good. Our weekly sessions have paid off. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Vallava Giribharadhari Gopi Janna Vallava Giribharadhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanajari. Yamuna Tira Vanajari. Let me talk. I'm gonna talk. Play soft. So this song is a description of Vrindavan. The river Yamuna is there, the dark night, the full moon, the gopis are there, Radharani, Krishna is playing his flute. It is the perfect night. Jaya. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hey Gopi Jana Vallava Giribharadhari. Gopi Jana Vallava Giribharadhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira. Hare Krishna. Everybody please sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All together now, everyone.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
One more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
together, Jaya Radha.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Very good.